This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. It's been almost 2 years since the Seattle Seahawks lost the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. And this Sunday, the two teams meet for the first time since then in a game that's being called a Super Bowl rematch. But for some Seattle fans, it'll also be a political grudge match. The latest chapter in the political story starts the night before this year's presidential election. President-elect Donald Trump told a crowd in New Hampshire that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady backed his campaign, and Trump read a letter from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick wishing him luck. Sports writer Dave Zirin told KUOW's David Hyde.
Bill Belichick did not expect Donald Trump to necessarily read that out loud at a rally. And you know what? Good. I'm glad Donald Trump read that out loud, because now Bill Belichick's got to go into his locker room, which is 80% African-American, includes Muslim players, and he gets to look them in the eye and talk about why he thought a racist was worth writing that letter for. And I'll tell you one thing about Bill Belichick that people say, is that he's a brilliant football mind, but when it comes to actually having a sense of character, a sense of any kind of moral code, a sense of any kind of loyalty, that doesn't exist. And in a lot of ways, that makes him the perfect NFL coach.
What about quarterback Tom Brady?
Reporters saw a Make America Great Again hat in his locker, and his response was just, yeah, Donald and I are friends. He's a great guy. He was pressed on, are you endorsing Donald Trump? He was cagey about answering. He frankly just didn't have the courage to say where he stood, even though it was very obvious that him and Trump are golf buddies, 1% buddies, jet setter buddies, and all the rest of it. But his wife, Giselle Bundchen, is incredibly intelligent. She's a $1 billion brand manager. I mean, that's what she's done with her modeling career. And when she was asked immediately after Donald Trump claimed that Brady had endorsed him, she immediately came out with a resounding no, Tom and I are not endorsing Donald Trump. Who knows whether or not that's true, but it certainly says something that Giselle realizes just how toxic Donald Trump is.
What about the rest of the team, the rest of the New England Patriots, the other folks that are in that locker room that aren't Tom Brady, that aren't Bill Belichick?
According to several surveys done by pro football sports writer Mike Freeman, you could pretty much divide NFL locker rooms directly by white and black players at this point as to did they support Trump or did they support Hillary. But you're also talking about a sport where 70% of the players are African-American. And in the Patriots locker room, they're not only African-American players, there are Muslim players in that locker room. So I really wonder what it's going to be like as Brady and Belichick get prepared for this Sunday's game, when they have to actually face the people they're supposed to lead. And they look at them and say, wow, you supported a presidential candidate who sees me as something less than human. And let's just see how that works out in terms of the locker room dynamics and, frankly, how many weeks it's going to take for them to get over that. I'll tell you this. We may not hear about it, but I guarantee you that a team meeting is or will take place in New England about Brady, Belichick, and Trump and the rest of the team. That's some air that's going to need to be cleared.
Seahawks fans here in Seattle, they want to see the Patriots lose for football reasons, but this is a state and this is a city that voted for Clinton over Donald Trump. He lost badly here. So what about rooting for the Seahawks for political reasons?
There's a lot to like about the Seattle Seahawks politically. There's a lot to like about Pete Carroll. I mean, he in so many respects is the anti-Bill Belichick in that he's somebody people actually like. And I like the way that Pete Carroll is setting up a different template for what it means to be an NFL coach. You can actually be human and be someone people are happy to go to work and see.
All right, but ultimately, this is a football game. Who's going to win?
I mean, the Patriots are really, really good. That's undeniable. I mean, their one loss this year was when they were starting a third-string rookie quarterback. So the Patriots are going to be favored in every single game the rest of the season. That being said, I would not be surprised if there is a one-week hangover from all this Trump stuff on that football team, because let's face it, it's not Tom Brady and it's not Bill Belichick who wins football games by themselves. It's all the players on that team who believe in Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and I think they punctured that belief this past week, and let's see if there's a one-game hangover because of it. So absolutely, I'm putting all of my hard-earned money on the Seattle Seahawks.
Dave Zirin is a sports writer for The Nation. He spoke with KUOW's David Hyde. The Seahawks and Patriots meet this Sunday in New England. Kickoff is at 5:30 p.m. Seattle time.